RCA Victor, world leader in radio, first in recorded music, and first in television, presents transcribed the Phil Harris Salas Faye Show. For your enjoyment, here is the Phil Harris Alice Faye Show, written by Ray Singer and Dick Chevrolet, with Elliot Lewis, Walter Tetley, Robert North, Janine Roos, Ann Whitfield, Walter Sharp in his music, and yours truly, Bill Forman. The friendship between Phil and Frankie has defied the wear and tear of time. But tonight, a most unexpected turn of events puts that friendship to a severe test. More about that later, but first a word from RCA Victor. There's one big reason why you should buy RCA Victor television. It's simply this. RCA Victor television is the best. An RCA Victor superset, like the Colby table model, for example, is the best you can buy. And the reason for that is easy to explain, too. The pictures you get on the Colby's 17-inch picture tube are clearer, brighter, and steadier. The Colby brings you television with picture power. You get the best reception possible, even in difficult reception areas. Yet you can buy the Colby now at the wonderful low price of only $229.95. And remember, all RCA Victor prices are complete. There are no extras to pay. The price includes federal tax, full-year warranty on the picture tube, and no extra charge for mahogany finishes. So buy RCA Victor television with RCA Factory Service. It's television's greatest combination. And now the stars of the RCA Victor program, Alice Faye and Phil Harris. Phil had decided to take Alice and Frankie to Las Vegas for the weekend. However, Alice has talked Phil out of taking Frankie along.
Say, Phil, did you call Frankie and tell him you changed your mind and he's not going with us?
No, honey, I didn't call him yet. I tried to call him yesterday, but he wasn't at home.
Oh.
His butler told me he was dining at the club.
Oh, I see. Hold it, Buster. What butler?
Well, he's not exactly a butler. He's the janitor at the municipal lodging house.
Oh, Frankie's townhouse. Now, what's this routine, Phil, about Frankie's club?
That's no routine. Every Sunday, Remley dines at the Salvation Army soup kitchen.
Phil, you go in and call him right now. Or are you afraid to tell him?
Am I afraid to tell him? I ain't afraid to tell nobody nothing. That's no big problem. Remley will understand. He's not the kind of a guy that would mind. He's not gonna... come in!
Hiya, Curly.
Oh, hello, Remley. Glad you came over, kid. About Las Vegas.
Yeah, I'm all packed and I put my bags in your car.
Frankie,
we're going to have a wonderful time. But remember, we're going in your car and I insist we share traveling expenses three ways. You buy the oil, Alice will take care of the gas, and I'll pay for the air and the tires.
Oh, the three of us will have a gay time.
Frankie.
Ma'am?
There's been a change in plans. Only two are going.
Well, gee, Alice, that's wonderful of you, letting me and Curly go to Vegas alone. Come on, Curly, let's get started.
Okay, Frankie, my bags are all packed. So long, Alice. Don't do any heavy lifting while I'm gone.
Now, you come back here.
I thought I'd try. Look, Remley, I've got an unpleasant duty to perform. Alice has decided not to take you to Las Vegas.
Why not?
Well, if you must know... I want to be alone with the man I love.
She's not taking you either, huh, Curly?
Hey, Phil, you're the one that's not going.
Curly, you can't let her do this to me. I'm all ready to leave. I got my bags packed, and I've been looking forward to spending time at the gambling tables at the Last Frontier. On the way over, I stopped at the bank and got this big roll. Look.
Hey, look at that roll. 50 pennies.
Not only that, I went out and bought special gaming equipment, and now I can't go.
Well, I'm sorry, Remley. What special equipment?
A roulette wheel magnet. Jackpot Jimmy. And some lead weights for loose dice.
Oh, aren't you taking your stocking mask and gun?
Please, I'm not a bandit. Just a crooked gambler. Curly, why don't you force Alice to take me?
How can I force her?
Beat up on her, and while she's unconscious, we'll skip.
All right, will you stop with all that? If I have to choose between you and my wife, I'm going with my wife. I mean, you understand that, don't you?
Yes. I understand all too well. I never wanted to say this, Curly, but for quite some time now, I've had a feeling that Alice is replacing me in your affection.
How can you say that? Just because I married Alice instead of you doesn't mean anything. Frankie, you're taking a very unreasonable attitude.
Unreasonable, he said. This isn't just a thing that's happened suddenly. This is something you've been building up to for years. You never did like me, did you?
What are you talking about?
Don't feign innocence. Now I see through all those nasty little things you've done to me for the last 25 years.
What nasty things?
Things like feeding me at your house, buying my clothes, paying me as a guitarist when you know I can't play a note. The whole thing was just a plot to undermine my initiative. You just wanted to make me dependent upon you. And now that I am, I want you to know one thing.
What?
I ain't gonna give it up. And another thing, that vacation of mine that you paid for last summer, why'd you do that? Why? Why?
Because the doctor said you needed the cure.
For 2 whole weeks, I had to go without a drink, you curly-headed Carry Nation, you.
I think you're nothing but an ingrate.
Well, that's the way you feel about me. You don't have to see me anymore, Mr. Harris.
That suits me fine, Mr. Remley. You can go anytime you want.
I'm leaving right now. But before I go, I want you to know something. I hate you. I hate your wife. I hate your children. And if I see your dog, I'll kick him. Goodbye.
Arivoin.
You'll never see me in this house again.
Good riddance.
Phil, did he say he's never coming to our house again?
That's what he said.
Glorioski! Now we can live like human beings again. Gosh, we could take the booby trap off our liquor cabinet and gosh,
all
we could...
Right, all right, all right. Well, I'm glad he's gone.
Glad? I'm ecstatic. Oh, what a beautiful morning.
Alice.
Oh, what a beautiful day.
Alice. That's not the song you rehearsed.
Oh, well, in that case, I'll do the one I did rehearse.
Okay? Please.
All right.
Why don't we go walking tonight while the moon is shining, the lovely light you can tell at a glance. It's a night for romance.
The night is long, the skies are clear, and if you want to go walking, dear, it's delightful, it's delicious, it's delightful. I understand the reason why you're sentimental, cause so am I. It's delightful, it's delicious, it's lovely. You can tell at a glance what a swell night this is. Romance, you can hear dear Mother Nature murmuring low. Let yourself go, so please be sweet, my chickadee. And when I kiss you, just say to me, it's delightful, it's delicious, it's delectable, it's delirious, it's dilemma, it's dilemma, it's deluxe, it's delightful.
It's delightful, it's delicious, it's delectable, it's delirious, and the night is young, the skies are clear, and if you want to go walking, dear, it's delightful, it's delicious, it's lovely. I understand the reason why you're sentimental, for so am I.
It's delightful, it's delicious, it's lovely. You can tell at a glance what a swell night this is for romance. You can hear dear Mother Nature murmuring low.
Let yourself go, so please be sweet, my chickadee. And when I kiss you, just say to me,
it's delightful, it's delicious, delectable, delirious.
It's the limo, it's the limo, it's deluxe, it's lovely.
Well, Phil, now that you've broken with Frankie, don't you feel better?
Yeah, I certainly do. Yeah. I'm glad I broke up with him. It's the best thing that ever happened to me. I'll never have to see him again. Oh, Alice, I'm so unhappy. I'm so lonesome. I don't know.
Oh, for heaven's sake, stop acting like a baby. Just because... Phil... What are those things you've got there? What's that bundle of papers you're pressing to your heart?
Little mementos, Frankie. That Frankie's given me over a period of years.
Well, I'll be darned. He's got them tied with a blue ribbon yet. What are they?
IOUs. Hey, honey, look at all these presents he's given me. Last Christmas, he gave me this beautiful warp pool cue. And then for Thanksgiving, he gave me this lovely turkey bladder. Oh. He said that was for my debut in television.
Oh, Phil, why torture yourself?
Hey, honey, here's the thing that I treasure most. Frankie gave me this in 1943. It was something that was sent to him, but as soon as he got it, he rushed right over and gave it to me, and he said, Curly, I'd rather you have this than me.
What is it?
His draft notice.
He certainly has been good to you, Phil. Look, honey, if you feel so upset about splitting up with Frankie, why don't you go over and make up with
him? Not in a million years. He's nothing but an ungrateful, no-good, low-down moocher, and I'm going to tell everybody what he's really like.
Now, Phil, that isn't nice. And besides, it's not like you. You shouldn't blacken Frankie's character just because you had a fight. He wouldn't do that to you. There's one thing I can say about Frankie. He's not the least bit vindictive.
Here you are, folks. Read all about it. Get your copy of the Phil Harris Exposé. Buy this booklet fresh off the press. Read the shocking true story of this despicable monster. It'll make you shudder when you...
Hey, Mr. Rimley, what are you selling?
Beat it, kid. This is for adults only.
What's them booklets about?
Julius, in this book you'll find some of the most sordid, gory, and nauseating details ever printed.
Oh, it's the story of your life, huh?
No, it's the complete, uncensored story of Phil Harris's life.
You're allowed to sell this in broad daylight? Are the facts in this booklet really true?
Of course they are. These are the true confessions of Mr. Harris as told to me in the strictest confidence. I wrote down every word just as he said it. Look at this chapter. My early days as a peeping Tom. Yeah, this one's a beaut. My start as a pyromaniac, or how to rub two sticks together to start a fire in an old lady's home.
That's him, all right.
Yeah, that's just about his early life. There are a few chapters on his present activities, too. Here's a choice one. How I trained my wife to be the head of the alien smuggling racket.
Mr. Rimley, I don't believe these things about Mr. Harris. They're all a pack of lies, ain't they?
Yeah, but what's that got to do with it?
Why are you doing this to Mr. Harris? He's your friend.
He used to be. We are no longer on speaking terms.
You mean he's as fifted?
Yep.
Oh, that's terrible. Well, you guys separated, this town ain't gonna seem the same.
What do you mean?
Well, Mr. Familiar Sight, you two walking home at night leaning against each other. It always amazed me the way you two synchronized your staggering.
Yeah. We were a well-matched team, weren't we? Now, what's the use? I miss Curly. We're like brothers. Hey, look, kid, do me a favor. I want you to go over and tell Curly I want to be friends with him again.
Go on, tell tell him yourself.
Well, I would, but I can't do it myself. After all, I'm proud.
Of what?
I mean, I got my pride.
It don't show, believe me.
Now, please, look. Just go over and tell Curly I think he's a sweet guy, a wonderful person. I'm sorry I've ever done anything to hurt him.
All right, I'll tell him.
Now, that's sweet of you, kid. I realize Curly and I have been nasty to you at times, but...
Say no more. That's in the past. I've already forgotten the time you two guys threw me in the cement mixer. Or the time you tried to blow me up in the oven. Or that occasion when you did your best to drown me in the kitchen. Them things just roll off my back like glue. There's one thing about me, I ain't vindictive.
Hey, Julius, you mean that you have a message for me from Mr. Remley?
Yeah, he said he's sorry the whole thing happened. He wants to be your friend again because he likes you.
He said that?
Yeah. He said he thinks more of you than any other gigolo who lives off his wife's money.
He called me a gigolo? Well, that's a nasty thing to say.
This gets nastier as it goes along. But he says he's sorry for the way he acted and he's willing to arrange a truce with you.
He is? Well, if he's sorry, tell him I'm willing to sign a truce with him.
Not so fast. He has a few stipulations.
What stipulations?
You gotta deposit $10,000 to his account, divorce your wife, sell your two kids, and turn your band over to him.
What? Of all the nerve, expecting me to turn my band over to him.
Selling your two kids don't bother you, huh?
My band I've had for 20 years. Alice is comparatively new. I say new. Look, Julius, you go back and tell Mr. Remley that if I ever meet him on the street, I'm going to punch...
Phil, what are you yelling about? What's wrong?
Oh, it's Remley. He's going around calling me names and saying nasty things about me. Well, he just don't care about me anymore.
Oh, Phil, you and Frankie are acting like children. I guarantee if anything were to happen to you, he'd be the first one over here to offer his help.
Yeah, I doubt it.
Well, I'll prove it. If you were to pretend something happened to you...
Like what?
Well, like breaking your leg. I'm sure he'd come right over.
Well, I doubt it, but it's worth a try. All right, you go get Remley over here, and I'll pretend my leg is broken.
Good. I'll go call Frankie and tell him about your leg.
Now, wait a minute, Alice. Wait, hold it a minute. Wait. Remley's a peculiar guy. He may not want to spend the car fare just for a broken leg. We got to make it serious. Look, tell him, I'll tell you what you tell him. You tell him that I contracted a rare disease and I'm dying.
Well, that's going a little far, but if it'll bring you two together, I'll do it. I'll be right back, honey.
Gee, and Remley and I might get together again. Oh, boy. Well, I'm so happy I don't know what to do.
Why don't you sing? That'll make it realistic.
What do you mean?
Well, you're supposed to be dying. You might as well sound like it. Go ahead.
You get a line and I'll get a pole, honey. You get a line and I'll get a pole, babe. You get a line and I'll get a pole and we'll go down to the crawdad hole, honey, baby mine. Yonder come a man with a sack on his back, honey. Yonder come a man with a sack on his back, babe. Yonder come a man with a sack on his back, got more crawdads than he can pack, honey, baby mine. That man fell down and busted his sack, honey. That man fell down and busted his sack, babe. That man fell down and busted his sack. Just watch him crawdads back and back, honey, baby mine. I sell my crawdads three for a dime, honey. Sell my crawdads three for a dime, babe. Sell my crawdads 3 for a dime. Ain't no crawdads as good as mine, honey. Baby mine. What are you gonna do when you lose your pole, honey? What are you gonna do when you lose your pole, babe? What are you gonna do when you lose your pole? Just sit and look down that crawdad hole, honey, baby mine. What are you gonna do when the creek runs dry, honey? What are you gonna do when the creek runs dry, babe? What are you gonna do when the creek runs dry? Just sit and watch them crawdads die, honey, baby mine. Get up, Kate, you slept too late, honey. Oh, get up, Kate, you slept too late, babe. Now get up, Kate, you slept too late. That crawdad man done passed your gate, honey. Baby mine. Well, Julius, how'd you like my song?
Not being a crawdad, I couldn't say.
Hey, Phil, I was right. I called Frankie and told him, and he said he was coming right over, and you shouldn't die until he gets here.
Ah, good old Frankie. I might have known that he wouldn't let me down. He's a good boy, old Frankie.
You bet. I told you he'd come through. Now, here, look, lie down on the couch and look like you're dying. I'll put a little powder on your face and make you look real pale. Julius, you better run along.
Okay. I gotta keep them two guys apart. If they ever get together again, their little life will be shortened by about 20 years. I feel like a rat doing this, but it's a question of survival. I gotta get to Mr. Emily before he...
Hello, Julius. Tell me, kid, am I on time? How's my pal, Curly?
He's pretty bad. I wouldn't go in if I was you. He's a gory sight to behold.
Gory? Alice told me he had a jungle disease.
That's just it. One of his pink elephants stepped on him.
Oh, why didn't he listen to me and have his trained like I did? Now, one side, if my pal's dying, I gotta go see him.
Wait a minute. I'm gonna tell you the truth.
Huh?
There ain't nothing wrong with him. He's just putting on an act to get your sympathy and make you come crawling back to him.
So that's it. Well, two can play at that game. I can die just as well as he can. I'll go and teach him a lesson. Thanks, kid.
That's all right. Anything to help you guys.
Oh, Frankie, you're just in time. Go inside and see him.
All right. I'll try to drag my pain-racked body in there.
Phil, Frankie is here.
Oh, hello, Frankie.
Hello, Curly.
Frankie, I got awful news for you. I'm dying.
So am I.
My doctor's given me 24 hours to live.
My doctor only gave me an hour.
I must have a better doctor. Of course, the doctor said I could go within 10 minutes.
I could go in 5.
I'm going now. I'm going. Frankie, say something.
I can't. I just went.
Now, wait a minute. You can't die before me.
Why can't I? Why do you always have to be first?
Because I'm the leader. All right. If you want to die first, go ahead. But hurry it up. I ain't got all day.
Frankie, how can you be so callous at a time like this?
What?
Your very best friend is about to pass on to the happy hunting ground, to that place in the great beyond from whence there is no return. He is outward bound to greener pastures, leaving me alone. Alone. Alone.
How do you like that? I'm dying and she's trying for an Academy Award. Betty, will you get down? Frankie, you listen to me, pal. I'm going, but I have one thing to say before I... Oops, it's too late. I feel myself slipping away. Here I go. Goodbye, Frankie. Goodbye, Alice. Shake hands with the kids and kiss the maid goodbye for me. Farewell.
Oh, Frankie. Frankie, he's gone.
Yeah. My best pal is gone. Alice, words fail me, but there's one thing that I want to say to you, his widow.
What's that, Frankie?
Alice, will you marry me? Pack up your money in my old...
Hold it!
Back?
Yes, I'm back. This is the last straw, Remley. This proves you don't care for me at all. I was only pretending I was dying to get your reaction.
Curly, I knew you were pretending. Julius told me. I was only pretending, too.
You mean you were kidding me all the time?
Sure.
Hey, it's good to have you back again, pal.
Good to be back, chum. Let's not ever be this silly again.
No. Let's act like grown-ups from now on.
Yeah.
Hey, Rem. How'd you like that deathbed scene I did?
That was fair.
What do you mean fair? It was great. It was better than yours.
It was not.
Fellas.
Look, when I was breathing my last, did you ever hear such a realistic gurgle?
Realistic? I heard better gurgles out of a cheap bottle of wine.
Look, don't make fun of my gurgle. I'll punch you right in the nose.
Now, fellas,
I'd like to see you try.
I'll be glad to. Just step outside. Just I know whether I've got a good gurgle.
Are you
now, what are you doing?
Alice and Phil will be back in just a moment. It's something new and something different. An album of records you'll want to own, to play again and again. The title is H.C.O. Pinza in Opera, Broadway, and Hollywood. And it's a great new RCA Victor album release. H.C.O. Pinza is represented in a triple light, an all-round versatile artist of opera, screen, and Broadway shows. As you would expect, he sings beautifully selections from Marriage of Figaro and The Barber of Seville, and songs like So in Love from Broadway's Kiss Me, Kate, and The Way You Look Tonight from the movie Swing Time. And yet there are more songs from opera, Broadway, and Hollywood, all wrapped up in this one RCA Victor album, all sung by the magnificent H.C.O. Pinza. So stop in at your nearest record dealer's tomorrow and get your album copy of H.C.O. Pinza in opera, Broadway, and Hollywood. It's unforgettable music, superbly sung by H.C.O. Pinza and recorded by RCA Victor.
Folks, this is Phil again. Our hearts go out to those in need. We hurry to answer a neighbor's call. We help a stranger at our door. But how can we answer a need hundreds of miles away? Well, we can when we answer the call of our Red Cross. The Red Cross means trained, capable people on the scene when need is greatest. So give from your heart when the Red Cross calls on you this month. Will you do that for us? Good night and thanks.
Good night, everybody.
This program is produced and transcribed by Paul Phillips. The part of Frankie Remley was played by Elliot Lewis, and Julius was played by Walter Tetley. Remember, whether you're buying a television set, a radio, a Victrola phonograph, or records, put your faith in the cornerstone of American home entertainment for three generations. RCA Victor, world leader in radio, first in television.
Next Theater Guild on the Air stars Barbara Stanwyck and Richard Widmark on NBC.